Hello, everyone. Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with midwifery business consultation. I have Katrina with GynZone. Hello, Katrina. I wanted to just give a short backdrop of GynZone and the company. If nobody's ever seen our series, we come out about once a month with an awesome update from GynZone.
Well, thank you for having me here. Long story short, I'm the technical lady in GynZone. And I've been working with our clinical experts for the last 11 years to teach birth-related things, both in Scandinavia and abroad, to midwifery students and midwives and gynecologists and obstetricians.
Yeah, I think the big hallmark you guys are, what I found you for was the suturing. I mean, it's just world class. It's absolutely amazing. And the level of caliber, I mean, you guys have been doing this since 2008. You've really got to hone in and make it the videos, just little things people don't even think about, just giving little hints of how much exposure of sensitivity if you're in public and watching it on your phone, and the translations and the quizzes, and there's over 1,000 videos. There's so much content, and it's a monthly membership. There's 7-day free trial. So I always stress to people, just like go in and test it, or just have maybe a summer break and like you can just really dive in, and the value you would get, you can't replace for the affordable rate. But for this topic today, I wanted to talk about the GynZone features. I think I know you the most for suturing, but when they get a membership, what are all the things that are included?
Well, what's included is access to all of our online courses. It's a rather large body of material. As you said, we have crossed the 1,000 videos on the platform threshold. You have access from any device, and it's all video based. So it's for whenever you need to look something up or whenever you need to get your study points. Mm-hmm. We have some nice mobile access with a native built app for iOS devices, Apple devices, and Android. So you'll have us with you in your pocket whenever you need to look something up. And there's also included in this invitations to our monthly webinars. We do live webinars with clinical experts on various topics. Here in the spring, it will be about OASI, third and fourth degree tears. And later on in the spring, we're moving on to pain relief and strategies and products for that.
Yeah, it's amazing what you guys do, because it's a GynZone literally means like anything with the pelvic floor. Like you do water birth, you do wound healing, you do suturing techniques, you do education. Like it's just, and the styles, like some of it is lectures, some of it is computer simulation. A good chunk of it is actual volunteer patients that allow you to watch the video. Because I think a lot of clinical trainings, people will say, well, I want to watch in real life scenarios. I want to watch you actually doing it. And so that's been great.
We have this sort of stepwise approach that in order to explain something to a student, we like to keep complexity down. So we use animations and cartoons to explain the principles of anatomy and the principles of different procedures. And then we move on and show the same things, but with medical models, because we're great believers in training with medical models and not with people who just gave birth. They're for treatment, not for training. And last sort of stage, last step on our staircase is clinical video with patients and actual blood and tissue and things. Ethically sourced, if you will. We have an agreement with our local university hospital that with patient and operator consent, we're allowed to film procedures in the hospital.
Yeah, and that's just amazing, yeah.
It's a wonderful privilege to have. Mm-hmm. And it's because, you know, a second degree tear in real life looks nothing like in the textbooks. Yeah. So we need to show the real McCoy, but as well, if we started a fresh student on a complicated second degree tear surgery video, she would have no chance to understand what she's looking at. So we like to sort of step it up that.
Well, and I think the innocence, when you're a student, you see these perfect pictures and you're like, that's the only way it can tear. That's the only way it's going to happen. And then when you get in real life, you're like, I think this muscle is supposed to be over here. I think like it just, it looks like hamburger meat. You're just kind of like, ah, the textbook didn't show it like this. So that realization of like jumping from, like you said, and I think unfortunately in the United States culture compared to Scandinavia, and I think part of it is what you guys have changed there. And that's why I'm passionate to get you more abroad, because in 2008, it was probably more similar to the United States as far as standards and follow-up. And so, I mean, in just 10 short years, you've completely changed a culture of the caliber of training, the caliber of expectations, the family involvement. I mean, the women and the suturing. I mean, you guys have just changed a complete culture on how you perceive it. And I think with our other videos, just the mindset shift of it's a surgery. It's not just this minor thing. We're putting a couple stitches, whoop-de-doo, it'll heal. Getting that shift of you gave birth, take a separate pause. And this is actually a minor surgery that we're doing on your bottom. We need to put it to that caliber. So
it's surgery of some of the finest and most precious tissue on the body, and it should be treated as such.
Yeah.
But I think what happened was that our founders back in 2008, they set out to create the course that they wished they had as students. So that's sort of been the driving factor all the way for us.
Yeah. And that's what I think I'm so passionate and why I relate to you guys. I mean, I love any business relating to improving midwifery skills, business, clinical, professional development. But when I started midwifery business consultation in 2017 in 2017, after my private practice closed, it was that same driver. I'm like, this is what I wished I would have had or available. Yes. So we find these needs, and Maylene with Hegenberger Speculum did the same thing. Like, I think inspiring midwives that anybody can start a business, you find a need, you fill it. If you're finding a deficit in training or a skill set or an opportunity, like it can grow into anything. If you've got the innate passion and you see the need, how do you fill it? So I think that's amazing how the initial story of starting out.
It has been quite a ride. We have now 16,000 members of our website in 160 countries all over the world. So this development has been explosive, and there's a huge interest, I think, both clinically but also politically, that the whole feminist agenda about women's reproductive health is improving significantly.
Yeah. Well, and I think like when Sarah started, she probably never imagined, oh, in 10 years, we're going to change the face of suturing on a world scale. You have to go in steps. And then once you get one challenge, you go to the next level. And so I think sometimes people think, oh, I could never do that. Oh, I could never do that. And I'm like, when you see a need, you start. I mean, you probably guys had the bare bones, just started. I mean, the videos in the beginning are completely different than the videos now, but you have to start somewhere, and then you just bridge on it and you get momentum. So I think it's just amazing what you're doing to change. And then there's webinars. What other great features do the members have access to?
Well, all of the courses, all of the webinars, webinar recordings, of course, if you can't make it to the live sessions, some of our courses, and it's an sort of increasing number, have certificates. So in case you need to review or renew your educational points, we're able to help with that.
More in the US, I was going to say more in Scandinavia at this point, because I know we've talked about the continuing education options for the midwives in the US. We just haven't dived down that rabbit hole yet.
No, but I think that will be a sort of first quarter of 22 to get all the applications in for the relevant CU points in the US as well.
Last year,
we got our accreditation in Holland and in Germany.
Okay.
So you guys are next.
Very cool. Yes. After the recording, I can give you some updates on changes the CEUs have done in the US. So,
ooh, exciting.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think it's amazing. And then one thing, initially I found you because of the suturing, and I didn't even know you did water birth training. Like, I mean, you guys are so comprehensive, like what people are paying for. and I know most midwives in the hospital, water birth isn't a huge thing, but for out of hospital midwives, birth center, home birth, like, and if someone's thinking about transitioning from hospital to an out of hospital setting, water birth training is huge. So if you want to talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah. Our water birth course we made basically because there wasn't any sort of introductory material available in Denmark. So we set out along with our underwater ninja team to sort of say, what if you're new to this, what do you need to know? And we set out to do a few hours of teaching that will sort of give you the very basic things. How do you monitor the mom and the baby's health? What about water temperature? What about different labor and birth positions in water? What about blood sugar? Can she eat? Should she eat? What about the placenta? Do you do the placenta in the water or take the water out and birth it in the pool?
Yeah, there's all this hypothetical situation. Yeah, how do you estimate? Yeah. Or all of a sudden, like, what positions can they be in? How high can they be? Like, is like these myths, like, does the baby breathe underwater? And kind of like, so you can educate families, because a lot of these questions people just don't know. And so they fear the unknown, just like in suturing. So.
Yeah. So we did a course that sort of, and a big part of it is also workplace ergonomics. Mm-hmm. Because if you've ever had a home or had a water birth or witnessed one, you will notice that the midwife's back is not likely to be serviceable after a few thousand of those. So there's also, you know, ergonomics, how to sit, how to stand, how to sort of carry yourself when being with a woman who's giving birth in water. Gloves, a whole chapter in and of itself. How to make them stay in place.
Yeah, how not to get water and how to keep the cow gloves all the way.
So lots of little practice clinical tips for that's immediately applicable for your work.
Well, even and just the simple year, thing of delayed Apgars, like people don't realize that when there's a water birth, the baby, because of the trigeminal nerves, they're just more delayed. And so people, like, if you didn't know, you think, oh my gosh, they need to breathe instantly. People don't realize. I mean, it's blew my mind, the longer pause of that normal transition for the babies, yeah, just because they're born in the water. So those are things that if you only did one side of the delivery, you'd compare it to that style.
Yeah. So. And we last year we did a whole series of webinars related to water birth, birthing the placenta, what to wait for, when to administer oxytocin, when to get her out, when to not, when to sit on your hands and be quiet.
Yeah.
And we did one about the PureBlink birth pool, which is very relevant in a hospital setting. It's a company that developed a birth pool that's height adjustable. So it makes for really nice working conditions for the clinicians. Yeah. And it's also approved as a medical device.
Okay.
So it's even the hygiene nurses and other draconic figures will approve of this thing in a birth clinic. Mm-hmm. And we've had the whole aquadural or epidural discussion. And also in hospitals in Denmark where we see a tendency now towards offer water, offer gas and air.
As a pain management option, it's on the same caliber. Yeah. Level. That's awesome.
So if we can get them to like 8 or 9 centimeters on water and gas and air, we can sort of cheer them on for the last 1 centimeter and not have that many epidurals, which require admissions and comes with a their entire own set of complications. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's absolutely amazing what you guys are doing. You have, the wealth of education. I mean, I can't stress enough, like the membership, the monthly rate that's so affordable for the value. And it's a 7-day free trial. So I'll put all the information down below for everyone.
Please do.
Thank you so much for starting this company and keeping and expanding it, not hitting a baseline plateau and say, oh, we fixed everything. We're good now. Like, you guys are always going to be, I can't wait to see 5-10 years from now. Like, I truly see you guys having on-site workshops in massive, like, educational pods in each country. Yes, you're in 160 countries on the online basis, but I truly see it more boots on the ground, forefront. You're going to have extender satellite corporate offices. This is all over the world is what I see happening.
Would love to.
Yes.
Would absolutely love to.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Katrine, for your wonderful time today. And just a review with them. It's gynezone.com. And what's your email if they have any questions on the technical side of the website?
info@gynezone.com.
Perfect. Okay.
So simple as that. Or Katrina, but then you'd have to spell it.
Yeah. I was going to say info@gynezone is pretty easy. So,
yeah.
Well, thank you so much. And you have a wonderful day, Katrine.
You too. Take care.